right. Am I interfering with anyone here? All right. We will be on page, starting with page 3 and then moving on through the booklet here. I don't follow it exactly, but, or word for word, but you can use it for a reference. All right, what is traffic? Traffic is a message that needs to get from one point to another. Either whether it be from one side of the country to another, or from one part of the state to another, is simply a message that someone would like to get conveyed. We need to learn how to use the ARRL radiogram form and learn how to check into NETS before we have an emergency, because NETS are very hectic during those times, so it is a good idea to learn before we really need it. So I would encourage you to learn traffic handling if it's of interest to you. It's a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it. All right. During an emergency is not time to learn how to do a piece of traffic. So again, I encourage you to listen to Annette, participate, practice writing down a message. You're not going to deliver it, and that way you'll learn how the what the outline is and how to write a message down. Okay, Annette, I'm sure everyone knows, is just a group of folks that have similar interests, and each net is different with how they take check-ins and how they list traffic if it's a traffic net. Most nets have a preamble that they give at the beginning to let people listening know what their net is all about, their hours of operation, and that sort of thing. Some nets are take check-ins by roll call. Others do it by district, by region. Others, each net is just different, so you need to listen to the net to see how they do it. That's what the preamble is for. It was found that having nets at a certain place each day at a certain hour was a better way to get traffic passed across the country rather than having just random spots that you might meet on the frequency. So that's how the National Traffic System was born. All right, each area has a different a time that they're set up, so the reps can go to meet these nets. All right, our net basic operating or basic check-in procedure would be to ask, read the preamble, ask for emergency or priority traffic a couple of times. And any relays. Then we ask for mobile, low power, and short time stations. And if when we've gotten as many of those as we think there is, then we go on to stations with traffic, and then regular check-ins. Like I said, each net is different. Sorry, cockpit error here. Each net is different. Some nets want you to check in and list your traffic right away. Other nets would rather recognize you, and that's the way we are. We'd like to recognize you and then list your traffic. So if you can, when you check into our net, just use your call sign, and phonetics help if you can do that also. When the net control asks you where your traffic is for, he's not asking you to go ahead and send the traffic. He's asking what city and state it's going to, so he'll know how to direct your traffic. Sometimes we would not have someone from the city that your traffic is going to. If you can't stay around for the whole net or for at least a little while to see if we get someone from your locale on, please let the net control know that you can't stay, and someone will pick it up for you, someone that's going to be around for the whole net or someone that's going to another net. So please let the net control know if you can't stick around. The main idea is to learn how to get into the nets, let the net controls know who you are, what you can handle, what your capabilities are, before we have an emergency. It makes things go a whole lot smoother if both the stations know how to check in and also the net control knows you. All right. We'll go on to the, do I have any questions, first of all? All right, we'll go on to the message. And if you look on page 23 of the new book, we'll be using the yellow ARRL radiogram form. You don't have to use this. It is a good way to learn how what the outline of the message is, get you used to it. So if you'd like to use it for the first, until you get used to that part of it, that would be all fine. You can use a notebook, you can use loose-leaf paper and a pencil. There's computer programs out there for copying traffic. I believe we put one on the website that's typable. You can use that. Any way you want to do it is fine. No one is going to see this except for you, unless you need to mail the message for any reason, and then you will need to put it on a yellow form. All right, there's three ways you can handle a message. You can be the originator. That means you're the very first person to transmit the message. It's going to have all your information on it. You're the originator. That's number one. Number two is relay. That means you stand between two stations that can't hear each other to get the message where it needs to go. The third way is deliver. You pick up a piece of traffic and then pick up the phone and deliver the message. That's the three different ways: originate, relay, and deliver. It was found using this radiogram form was a good way to have everything consistent, everything the same. Has all the information that you need on it, and that's why we use the form today. All right. We'll go. Any questions so far? Hope everyone found me. There are four parts of a message. The first part is the heading or the preamble that contains the number, precedence, handling instructions, station of origin, check count, place of origin, time filed, and date. That's in that blank across the top there. It goes all the way across the paper. And we'll go into each one of those a little later on. Number two is the addressee, and you see that there at the two, and then the telephone goes underneath that. That is the second part of a message. The third part is a text, and that goes in the big area below the telephone number and before the sent and received boxes. All right, number four is a signature. That's who signs the message, and that is your fourth part. Might mention on the form, you'll see a big block at the upper right-hand corner that says this message was received at. That's a spot for you to put your information, your personal information, if you need to mail the message or even hand deliver. That lets the addressee have a record if they need to get in touch with you again, or if they want to send a reply, they'll know who to contact. You'll notice a spot at the bottom, across the bottom. It says received and sent from date and time. That's for you to record who you received the message from and who you sent it to. I also like to put frequency on there so I'll remember which net I was on. The time would probably tell you, but frequency is a good help also. Even if you use a piece of paper to write a message down on, you'll need to put this received and sent. You don't need to put the upper block. That's only if you need to deliver it by hand or mail. Any questions so far? All right, on to the heading or the preamble. Starting with the message number, it's simply the message that the originating station signs to the message. That's that first little block across the top there. It stays with the message the whole time. You never change any part of a message, with an exception that I'll go into in a little bit here. But that number stays with the message the whole time. And you can put any type of number that you want on it. It's totally up to the originator. A lot of people use the date. Today would be 10, I'm sorry, not 10, 2-5. So it would be 25. You don't need the zeros in front of any number that you put. CW operators really don't like that, so just make it either 1-100, the date of 2-5, whatever you like. It doesn't matter how you start the numbering. If you send a lot of messages, each message needs to have a different number, however. If you use a date and you need to send several different messages, you can put 25A, 25B, 25C, something like that. Any questions so far? All right, the precedence, which is the next block. There's four different kinds: emergency, priority, welfare, and routine. And they're written in the block by simply a P, W, or an R. The emergency message, you always spell out the word emergency, but the other three, you can put just the initial. You would transmit it, however, by saying the whole word. So if you had number one, routine, if you had an R there, it would be routine. Routine is the most common one you're going to see. Sometimes you'll see a priority if there's a time limit or something in the message, but most of them will be routine. And this is on Form SSB 218, which is also in this booklet toward the back. Any questions on that? K, 5As, and K? All right, the next little block is a HX, which is the handling instructions. That's how the originating station would like the message handled. And there's seven different kinds. I'm not going to read every one of them. They are on page 12, a complete list, so that you can see them. The ones you'll see the most often is HXC and HXG. They're the most common. HXC is report date and time of delivery to the originating station, and HXG is delivery by mail or landline, toll call not required. Now, that's if you don't mind spending a few cents to deliver the message. If it's a short toll call and you don't mind, that's okay. That's simply the originator doesn't expect you to do that, but if you like to do it, that's fine. All right. You can use more of these than one if you need to. You would say if you had, let's see, Hotel X-Ray Charlie Echo. You would only use the HX one time. You'd say Hotel X-Ray Charlie Echo. And then just write a Charlie Echo in that blank. All right, any questions? All right, this is KA5AZK. The station of origin is the next block, and that's simply the person that writes the message up for the very first time. If you write it up, it's got your call on it. And again, none of this is ever changed. If you relay a message, you don't change the station of origin to your call. It stays the same from the time it's written up by the originator to the time it's delivered. All right, the check count is simply that. It's the number of words in the text itself, and it should be limited to 25. Need to make your text as short as possible to get your thought across. Don't use unnecessary words. If you can shorten it up by that, that'll give you more room to put what you really need to put. So don't use unnecessary words and make it 25 words or less. This check count is used to also to make sure when you after you've received a message, you count the words in your text, and it should agree with that check count. If it doesn't, please ask. We're striving for accuracy here since we're practicing for an emergency, and you sure don't want errors in your text in an emergency. So make sure you count the text, and if it doesn't agree with your check count, get the station sending it to you to either reread the text or ask for fills. And if you're not sure you got it, you can read it back to him also if you'd rather do it that way. But just make sure that your check count agrees with the words in your text. Okay, any questions? All right, place of origin is simply the town the message itself originated, not necessarily where you live. It's a little confusing, but the idea here is to make the place of origin match the signature. Whoever signs the message, that should be the place of origin. That's where he lives. Say, for instance, I deliver a message to Longview, and the person wants to send a reply, tells me what they want to say. That message originated in Longview, even though I live in Gilmer. Makes it a little bit confusing for when you need to send a reply back and you look up the station of origin and he's not in that town, but that is the rule that the place of origin is where the message itself originated. All right, any questions? All right, time filed is the date the message is written, and that is completely optional. You can write it in UTC, local time, however you want to write it, but it is optional. You don't have to put it in there. Just go over that spot. You don't need to transmit it if you don't want to put it. All right, the date is the message, the date is the day the message is written up. Get it out in a minute. And again, it stays with the message the whole time. It's never changed. All right, the address is simply the where the message is going. You need to have as complete a address and phone number as possible, and as accurate as possible. Phone numbers are very hard to get sometimes anymore. A lot of people go with cell phones. They don't have the regular house phones, so those phone numbers are hard to get. So make sure, if at all possible, you've got a very accurate phone number on your with your address, and that will go either after the zip code or below. If you're using the form, it goes where it says telephone number. that. Any questions on that? Oh, I did forget one thing. If you're sending a message out of the country, and we can do that to certain spots, make sure that we have what's called a third-party traffic agreement with that country, and you will find a list there on the website on the left, and there is one now in the booklet further back in the book. But some countries don't allow this sort of communication, so you need to make sure that we do have third-party agreement with the country that your message is going to. In the national traffic system, the out-of-the-country messages are routed through the eastern area reps, and it will probably stop right there if we don't have third-party agreement, but just make sure that you look at that list first. All right, any questions? All right, we're going to stop there with the training, and we will continue with the text and the signature after the net is over at 12 noon on this frequency, or 90, hopefully, if it's clear. But I would encourage each of you to practice writing a message down. It doesn't matter where it's going, because you're not going to deliver it anyway. You're just practicing. But participate in the nets. Let us know you're there, what you can do, and check in as often as you can. That gets you used to the people on the net, and the people on the net get used to you. So I would encourage you to participate, practice writing down a message, and that will get you ready for an emergency. Do we have any questions at all? All right, let me look back through here, make sure I didn't leave something out. I probably did. All right, I think that's it then for this morning, unless anyone has any questions. All right, I invite you to join us again at 12 noon. We will finish this up with the text and the signature. There's quite a bit to go over in the text, so I would invite you to join us again then. And if you haven't pulled up a copy of this booklet with the information in a while, I did change it last night, yesterday. There is a new revised edition on the net frequency of 7290trafficnet.org. Would invite you to pull it up and look at the changes in there. I've added some articles and several other things. Found a bunch of errors that I fixed too. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you at 12 noon. Any other questions before I sign off? All right, K5A's and K. I'm going to see if 90's open. K5A's and K.